Rashi carries on. V'ahavtas Hashem elekecha b'chol nafshecha. Says Rashi, b'chol nafshecha. Hafilu neitelas nafshecha. Even if he takes your soul. The Rambam talks about Avos Hashem, the end of Hilchas Teshuvah, and talks about that our love of Hashem needs to even be greater than the love of a man for a woman, where he wakes up in the morning, he's thinking about her, he goes to sleep, he's thinking about her, he's eating, he's thinking about her, he's drinking, he's thinking about her, he goes to work, he's thinking about her, he's sitting home, he's thinking about her the whole time. More than that is meant to be Ahavas Hashem. How can you have more than that? Ahavas Hashem means I can't live without you, Hashem. And if living would mean not having a relationship with you, Hashem, I don't want to live. And this is what Rabbi Akiva says at the end of his life. The Gemara tells us he was taken out to be executed by the Romans. And it was obviously incredibly distressing for the Talmidim. But Rabbi Akiva was besimcha, and according to the Yerushalmi, he's laughing. He says, my whole life, I was waiting for this moment. Would I ever be zaycha to be moisa nefesh? Chol nafshecha afilu neitelas nafshecha. To this degree. And now I get to this point. I should be sad. Meaning, Avas Hashem. Our love for Hashem is mechayev mesiras nefesh. Afilu neitelas nafshecha. A love so strong that life without you, Hashem, is just not worth living. Rashi carries on. B'chol ma'idecha, with all your money. Because you have people. Yeshecha Adam. Shamamon chavad alav migufa. That actually their money is more precious than their body. And therefore it says, b'chol ma'idecha. Dava acha. B'chol ma'idecha is b'chol midah midah shamayidah lecha. With each and every measure that he measures out to you, have a bein midah toiva, whether it's a measure of goodness, bein midah peranias, measure of punishment. Chayin David Oimer, David HaMelech says, Chayis Yeshua Yisesa. And so have we all going to answer. I'm going to thank Hashem and feel the love and closeness wherever he sends our way. This is Rashi on the Shema. Basic pshat. Sri Ashverba was a Rav in London. Previous generation, a gone atzim. Says, Chom Ha'idecha. Some people love money more than their life itself. He says he's seen it in his life. He would never leave their domestic servants in charge of their money or their valuables. They'd never give anyone that was a chance, you know, anyone that would steal from them. They'd be very particular. When it comes to kashrus is chai nefesh. Ah, that they'll give to the non-Jewish help to take care of it, to chinuch banim. They'll send their children to schools where the teachers of Yiddishkeit, of Jewish studies, would do more harm than good. And these people, if they had gold and they had diamonds, they'd check it over 70 times, 7 times. They'd go to the experts and make sure. He says he was once, an epidemic of fake banknotes. And he was in town. He was in the West End of London. He needed to change, some money. He went in with the Levush of a Talmud Chacham to a Jewish person. And they didn't believe him that it was real money. When it comes to kashrus, when it comes to Hilchos Pesach, then they'll believe anyone. And there he says, "Ma'amoinim chav malem yaisim megufim v'nafsham." People whose Yiras Shamayim or whose Avas Hashem is so low that their money is more important to them than the eternity of their soul. Vamos. Need to know what's really important in life. And making sure we have our priorities straight.